This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
The use of antibiotics in the livestock industry is a very complicated issue, and one that's often discussed on one of our favorite programs, What Doesn't Kill You, hosted by Katie Kiefer. In this clip, Katie speaks with Dr. Gail Hansen, the senior officer for Pew's Campaign on Human Health and Industrial Farming, a project aimed at phasing out overuse of antibiotics in food production. Here's a little taste of what goes down on What Doesn't Kill You.
One of the things that the livestock industry loves to point to is what's called the Danish experiment. And I know you know all about this, Gail. I think it was like in the 90s, the Danish started to observe that antibiotic resistance was on the increase. And so they banned the use of certain types of antibiotics in their livestock production, primarily pigs. The Danes are a very big pig pork producer, and phased down or eliminated other types of antibiotics. And the National Chicken Council says, and I will quote again, antibiotic use policies in Europe and Denmark, for example, have demonstrated that banning low doses of antibiotics to promote growth has resulted in more widespread illness in farm animals, as well as the increased use of antibiotics to treat sick animals. And ultimately, there has been no demonstrable improvement in public health. Meanwhile, the environmental health perspectives from the NIH, that's their newsletter, in June 2014 found... Agurso and her colleagues tracked the resistant microbes back through generations of birds. The grandparents of the contaminated Danish chickens had been imported from Scotland, where they were treated with cephalosporins very early in life, and resistant bacteria passed from one generation to the next. A Swedish team recently reported similar findings for the chickens in that country, and the findings point up the need for international standards restricting the agricultural use of antibiotics. So in other words, these, and also the mortality of Danish pigs, like it spiked for a little bit, and then it went back to normal levels. So in other words, it wasn't as bad as the NCC claims that it was. And
right.
But it's constantly held up. This example is constantly held up to growers as an example of how the withdrawal of antibiotics from their system is going to damage their bottom line. And I think that that is disingenuous at best and downright criminal, on a certain level at worst. So I just wondered what your feelings were about that.
Well, a team of folks from Pew recently traveled to Scandinavia to take a firsthand look at this. Mm-hmm. But even looking at the information that comes out of Denmark, Denmark is about the size of Connecticut, but they raise about as many pigs as they do in Iowa.
Yeah.
It's to give you some sort of perspective here. So,
and they have confined area feeding operations.
Their antibiotic use on their industrial farms dropped by half, and their productivity, number of pigs that they raised, increased by almost 50%, 47% in that same time.
Well, how did they do that?
They did take out the antibiotics. As you said, they found that they had some of the baby pigs had trouble, and some of the farms had trouble. When you look at what the Danes did, they saw that some of their farmers had trouble making the transition. So they did research on what are better ways to raise the pigs. So they weaned them at a later age. Instead of at 14 or 17 days like we do here, the minimum age is 40, is 28 days.
Right.
They changed what they were feeding them. They changed the housing. They made them a little bit less dense. They're still pretty intensively farmed, but they're less dense than they had been before. And they found that most of their farmers were able to transition quite easily from that. They had about 10% of the farmers that couldn't. But the Danes took the view that rather than lowering the bar so that last 10% could reach the bar, they kept the bar high and did everything they could to get the 10% of the farmers up to where everybody else was, and it seems to be working quite well. They are they're either the number one or number two pork exporter in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a failure, I think a lot of us would like to fail that badly.
Yeah. Excellent point.
To hear the rest of this conversation, listen to episode 127 of What Doesn't Kill You, archived on heritageradionetwork.org. New episodes air live every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. For heritageradionetwork.org, I'm Jack Inslee.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org.
You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.